Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, on, tell man. Me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it. Ricky Rose. Going. I'm gonna do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Look, I don't know about you, Mike, but the first time I had family members hear me on the radio, they were gushing. Oh, my God, we heard you on the radio. And it was so incredible, right? And you're like, yeah, you heard me on the radio. And apparently, Dom, the Dominator, his dad just heard him on the radio for the first time.
Are you serial?
This is the first time he was listening to us on air.
Hey, and, first off, I know your dad. What the hell are you doing? What the heck's wrong with you?
Mike.
What's going on?
Mike, what are you doing?
What's up, guys?
How are you just listening to us for the first time with your son pressing the buttons?
No. This is the first time I've heard him on your show.
On
the station before.
That's better.
But just a proud daddy moment, man. I've been listening to you guys for years. When he got the gig with you guys, I was super excited. Then when he was telling me he was filling in for a bit on your show, super excited. So this was the first time I heard him with you guys. So I'm just happy. I've been listening to you guys for years. I love you guys. And for him, you know, for him to get on there with you, I'm super excited. Mike, I don't know, you won't remember this, but Thursday night NFL Pink Pony years ago. I came out there. I came out there on a whim. I was like, let me see if I could buy this guy a drink. You ended up buying me a couple drinks. You got me a couple shoe model dances there. And, man, I couldn't have a better time with you. But I love you guys. Hey. And smack the kid around if he gets out of
Mike,
line. You got
great.
My permission.
Mike, that's why I always tell your son. I said, I know your dad. I don't tell you how I know your dad, but I know your dad.
Well, you now
and
know.
And by the way, I got to tell you, Oren, this your son's effort may light a fire under Oren to get done with his paternity leave because the Wally Pipp thing is real. Your boy is Lou Gehrig over here, man. He's been killing it.
I love to hear it.
Mike,
I love it.
Mike,
love
thank
it.
You, brother. We appreciate you. Much love, and thank you for listening, as always.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Go ahead and pull it up.
Pink Pony you. Club.
People.
Pink Pony Club.
People really win with Dukes and Bell, Carl, as we say.
Well, here's what's funny about that. As soon as he's like, Mike, because I cannot tell you how many times I heard these stories. And I'm just, you know, sitting around and the guy comes up, Mike Bell, you don't know me. I mean, you might remember me. And it always goes to that night we were at. And it never fails.
Now, it's funny because I had a guy come at me on Twitter the other day, and he goes, you know, this old mic isn't as fun as the new mic. I don't even know what I was talking about. I was talking about something. I think somebody was brawling in the stands. I said, there's no place for that, you know?
Yeah.
And it had nothing to do. And I was like, come on, it has nothing to do with growing up. But in hindsight, I can honestly tell you, I mean, I shudder to think how much money I spent in strip clubs over the years. No joke. Day-Day, it could be in excess of 25 grand. I mean, between the days of the Gold Club, Magic City, with a certain Georgia Tech player who remained nameless on NBA TV.
Yeah.
But it's just the old days
how does that happen at Magic City? I don't know.
The pony, the cheap. But speaking of Magic City connection coming up. And I just think about, I dated some of those people. Not a great idea.
Yeah.
Generally not a good idea. Leave it at the door. Don't take them home. It's fun.
You're talking about the dancers.
Yes. It's fun for a while. Yes. That's like when I took my mom.
They're so talented.
When Becky Day-Day met my mom for the first time, and my mom's kind of hard of hearing, and we're in the kitchen in our house in Long Island, and Becky does, she's talking loud. She goes, oh, Michael. You finally brought home a lady.
Oh, wow.
A real woman with a career, not some crazy cheerleader, a stripper. And Becky's like, I can hear that.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for putting me on blast.
Yes, but in
Mom.
All seriousness, yeah, I mean, eventually you got it. It got cost prohibitive. You know what I mean? It's just too much. You know, not that you and I ever did that. No, never.
Get tired of paying somebody else's bills.
By the way, is your wife listening?
Does she what?
Is your wife listening today? I don't want to get in trouble.
No, I don't think so.
No. Just the time we were at the Spearmint Rhino in Vegas and we ran into my doctor.
It was bananas. What are you doing here? This is when you know it's bad. What are you doing here?
I ran into my orthopedist and I go, you get into
No. We just didn't run into him. We rolled up. This dude was like Scarface. He had a complete booth of like six women around him, and his chest is out. I mean, this dude's got his shirt unbuttoned, and literally he sees me and Mike, and you ever see somebody you're not supposed to see in you, that face changes? And he's like, oh, crap. And Mike's like, what are you doing here? And I'm dying.
I think I yelled across the room, you getting an adjustment there, Doc? Didn't know you were into chiropractic.
You guys come join me. You come into my booth. Well, certainly we will.
That was the day the lady had the limo. Remember she had the limo?
That was crazy.
We were playing craps, and we met this. She's like the marketing director for Spearmint Rhino. She makes the phone call. We come outside of Cosmo. Next thing you know, we got the deluxe ride over to the place.
We
good times.
We didn't believe her, though.
Yeah. Now you said bull.
Yeah, because she was like, so do you guys want to ride over there? I can arrange that. I was like, whatever, honey.
And then Day-Day,
sure.
There's a huge line to get in, and she took it. It was like the scene in Goodfellas when Henry Hill takes Karen to the back door of Copacabana. We had actually, we're in the club. Never gone that way.
The people in the line, you know how you're in line, you're waiting to go in, and people are looking at you like, who are these guys? Who the heck are these guys? Excuse me.
It's a good day. See, that's what you do when it rains in Vegas. On a rainy day, you get another option.
Mike, thank you for calling in. We're reminiscing now.
Yes.
Pink Pony Club!
So for you youngsters out there, put a cap. Give yourself a limit on your credit card because, you know, as we all know.
Do you really think it costs you that much?
I honestly, if you think about it. I was in strip clubs almost like at least once a week.
Yeah.
Like 15 years.
Yeah. Early in our careers.
Yeah.
I mean, that is probably true.
And the Gold Club, for those who missed it, was kind of it happened to be a gentleman's establishment, but you would start your night there and end your night there, and the Big Show would be there, and Bischoff, and certain members of the Braves would be. It was a scene.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that night, I always tell the story. Carl's heard it, Day-Day. I'm coming up the stairs, and the DJ goes, hey, we got the guys from Sipping in the house. And Charles Oakley is in there, and he's wearing corduroy overalls with no shirt underneath. And I just yell over to him, Oak Tree! Throw me a crab leg, Joe! And I guess he thought he knew me for a second. He throws a crab leg over to me. And he realizes, I just drew a $25 crab leg to some idiot
dude.
I don't even know.
I don't know this dude.
But yeah, so it's for you kids out there, make better financial decisions than Uncle Mike did.
Yeah. Table dances were a lot cheaper back then, I'll say that.
And it was full service at the Gold Club.
Okay, you know what? It's time to turn the page. Mike, thank you for calling in.
Indeed.
We love the Dominator. Dom's great, man, and we're not going to slap him around. He's doing a great job. If you're just joining us, Hawks did a terrific job last night of not only drafting a guy that has a lot of potential and upside, but more importantly, setting themselves up for the future and making this deal and moving back in the draft to 23 and getting an unprotected 2026 first-round pick from the Pelicans or Bucks. It's going to depend.
Right.
But, boy, that's big time. Now, second round, Mike, and I'll say this. Somebody asked me, you know, on social media, follow us, Mike Bell, ATL. I might put him up, C. Dukes. Are you going to pay attention to the second round? I don't know. Because
we don't have a pick.
I don't think we're going to. I don't think they're Mike, the idea to go into the second, unless you absolutely know you're about to find a gem, you're getting a Draymond Green,
right.
Okay? There's no reason to say, hey, we need to go get a second round pick and we don't have one. So, no, I don't think that's going to happen tonight, but we need to pay attention to see how this plays out, and maybe we'll make some more deals for future picks.
Right, before we went and got Porzingis, and then we picked up Ace Newell. Still have Mo Gay on the roster, so we still have. Now we got some size in the front court. I played rugby with a guy named Jack, and he's like, you got to see this Rocco Zakowski. And this is the dude I was telling you earlier in the week. Again, this is one of those, if you want all deep, again, he's only good within 2 feet of the basket, Carl, but he is a rim protector. 7'3", this guy plays in their version of pro basketball, the Brisbane Bullets. But anyway, that's a guy, I'm just curious because I've had a buddy of mine mention him in the second round, so we'll see. But that's the only reason.
You got lost that night. It's just dawning on me that I where did you go?
Don't know. Couldn't tell you. Could have been VIP.
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here going, you're making me reminisce about this.
This is BB, by the way. It's before Becky.
Yes,
so it's the statute of limitations is clean.
You were You got lost. I couldn't find you.
That was the lady that looked like Halle Berry that I knew. She used to work at another club.
Never mind.
Club.
I remember.
She used to work at Club Paradise. Again, I spent way too much time in these places. For you kids out there, it's just not cool.
Where were we? No, I mean, where were we in talking about? What were we talking
Spearmint
about?
Spearmint
Rhino. No. What were we talking about? Hawks?
Yes.
Oh, okay. 404-726-0929. That is the number for you to hit us up. Yeah, I just
did. Memories.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-mm-mm.
I wonder why you disappeared.
Yeah, too much money. Too much money. It's. I think about it now. You know, real quick, well, you got me on the subject. When you do TV on FanDuel, there used to be a thing, it was called Fox Sports South, and I did TV for them at 9 at 10. You know, I would take those paychecks right to the cage in Vegas. Didn't save a dime. Didn't save a stupid. I know, I could be retired by now. I worked for those guys for 5 years stealing money. But I lived. I traveled.
That's right.
Went around the world. Oh, had a blast, man.
You got to live.
Yeah.
You got to live.
But I mean, you know, 100,000 part-time job a year put in the bank by now. I don't. Could be live. In Jamaica right now, Carl, kicking it on the beach.
Yeah, but you know what?
For you youngsters out there, listen to what I'm telling you.
Don't do it.
Save some of that money.
Don't do
it. Put
it
in some treasuries.
It's you know what? It's easy for you to say that now. It's easy for you to say that now.
No, I had fun. No regrets. No regrets. Had a friggin' blast.
No doubt about it. All right. I just remembered that. I remember that vividly. Like, where is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Took me to a special place.
I was like, wait a minute. What's going on? These lights are affecting me in here. Okay. Meanwhile, we got to talk about the NFL, man. I know there's a lot of NBA conversation. We're going to get back into that, but we got to get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bucks signed Todd Bowles, the ladies' man, and GM Jason Light to a multi-year contract extension. Guys, we say the ladies' man because that's how we understand or at least feel like Todd Bowles sounds.
Not as pronounced as Jerome Boger the NFL, the referee, but close. And it's funny because when you think when Bruce Arians stepped down after they won the Super Bowl, I mean, or that last year, it felt like, you know, he was just kind of a placeholder, you know? Mm. If I was honest, I really thought Todd Bowles, you know, 1 year and done. And I got to be honest. He did a hell of a job with his second time as a head coach. Maybe like Dan Quinn is doing in D.C.
No, it's a good point. He does no defense. He still has good personnel there. That's what I think. Like everybody thought when
he's
Brady.
He's gone to multiple OCs now, too.
True. When Brady left, everybody's like, oh, they're going to be bad. Brady left. The personnel was still in place. His defense is still very good. So a smart play by the Bucks, and by the way, it gives them some stability. Jason Light's been there forever, it feels like. So the GM and the head coach are in place, Mike. And let's be honest. This is what I think Terry Fontenot will be playing for if we're able to go to the playoffs. Because you start talking about year four, getting in the, you know, before you get into year five of your deal, Mike, he doesn't want to be a lame duck GM. But that's predicated on how we're going to do and if they, specifically Arthur Blank, decides to extend
I mean, no, I'm just, it just is what it is. They do a decent job. They stay competitive. They win the division every year now. You know, there's life after Brady, to your point.
Yep.
And I'm very impressed with Todd Bowles because, remember, Canales takes the Carolina job. Liam Cohn takes the Jaguars job, right, as head coach, as former OC. And now I got to look it up. It's Josh Grizzard is the new OC. And we'll see how they do there. But, I mean, not many teams can go through that many OCs and, you know, and keep the level of performance there. Baker's doing a good job. They drafted a super athletic wide receiver out of Ohio State that everybody's gushing about. So they got a good thing going there. I think Light does a good job.
I do too. And that is our main competition this season.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
As far as this division is concerned, I'm not going to tell you that it's not Carolina because I do think they're coming. They might split with us this year because I think they're going to be a lot better than they were last year. Saints, I have no fear. Sorry. One other thing, Odell Beckham Jr., Mike, is teasing a potential return to the Giants. Do you think that's potentially going to happen? Odell Beckham Jr. to the Giants?
You know what? The guy was able to win a Super Bowl with the Rams, right? But it's kind of been diminishing returns since at this stage. How old is he now? He's 32.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no. I say swing and a miss on that.
I agree.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.